Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and today we're talking with Jeff Nelson, and I want to tell you a little bit about Jeff before we start the formal interview. Jeff is the founder and owner of VegSource, that's V-E-G, source.com, and it is one of the leading, if not the leading, websites on the subject of a vegetarian plant-based diet. And just so you guys know, I encountered Jeff's work a couple of years ago. I saw a film he made. I loved it. I actually gave a copy of it to every member of the System Club. I believe very strongly in what he's doing. There's an awful lot of health problems, especially common chronic health problems, that can be alleviated and turned around and eliminated simply by looking at the kind of food you eat. And the way Jeff and his wife Sabrina got involved in this was Sabrina was basically given a diagnosis that was the equivalent of a death sentence. And she didn't give up, and she researched, and found this very fascinating world of plant-based diet, and it stopped the disease, turned it around, and Jeff, Sabrina's in fine fiddle all these years later, yeah?
That's correct, yeah, that was about 15 years ago.
Yeah, so obviously Jeff is very committed. I've seen tremendous benefit in my own health. I've seen a lot of people solve some pretty seemingly intractable problems. I'm going to just give this last little statement on this. We're going to get to the internet marketing section. I respect the medical profession, but I want to recommend everybody that if you've been given a death sentence, do your own research. Don't think that they know everything, and don't give up because you'd be surprised at what you can do if you dig deep. And one of the places that I would go, not for medical advice, but just for food advice and an alternative way of looking at the kinds of food we eat, vegsource.com. So, Jeff, you and Sabrina, you know, had this kind of life-changing experience. You didn't really intend to become. You were a filmmaker. She was a mom, you know, and didn't really intend to become, you know, the center of vegan and vegetarian culture on the internet. But, you know, there you were, and you went for it. You had a very interesting business model, which in the early days, which served you very well and is still applicable today. And I wonder if you'd share that. How did you get to the center of your industry so quickly?
Well, we maybe we're lucky in some respects. You know, we started the website because when we made this change in our diet and we went on the internet and looked at vegetarian websites, there were a lot of sort of very preachy, judgmental, I don't know, you know, it was not us. And we thought, well, we're not about judging people or forcing people. We're about having fun. So we opened this website just kind of for fun. And because we had met this doctor whose book my wife had read and her autoimmune disease was put into remission by changing her diet, and we all changed our diet, we offered to build a website for free for the doctor. And we realized that we could approach a lot of best-selling authors and medical doctors and people. And at the time, you know, people were still getting onto the internet. We offered to build it since we'd kind of learned. We had our designer and a server and so on. And we went and just gave websites for free, and they owned it outright. They could take it anytime they wanted, you know, no strings attached. And on each of those websites, we put links to us and kind of tried to make our site the hub of the wheel, and you could come to our website and find links to all these different medical doctors and nutritionists and chefs and people that were, you know, advocating or talking about plant-based diets. And one of those guys became very big in the news at one point when he was on Oprah, and we actually hosted his website on our website. So we went and saw that Oprah was mentioned in all of these articles, but he wasn't. And so we contacted CNN and Yahoo and everybody and got them to put a link to his site, which was on our site. And we started getting 15,000, 25,000 new visitors a day coming to our site just off the Yahoo and CNN and those kinds of links. So we were doing this just sort of as our form of kitchen activism. You know, hey, my wife got her health back. There's all this information. We're meeting all these doctors. The internet is a place to learn stuff, so let us put this information out there. And it started to get a little expensive back then. This was 1996, when you had to pay more for bandwidth and so on. So my wife said, well, we're going to go out and try and get some advertising. So she kind of went and researched it and got advertising and banner ads and so on onto the website. And, you know, lo and behold, what had started as sort of a hobby became a business and a pretty good one. Our model has been largely advertising over the years. Then we started putting on in 2001 a health expo each October, and it just really was intended to be a party for people who kind of knew each other through the internet, through our website, that they could come, and we rented a room in a restaurant where it would be and put up an announcement about it. Well, within about a week, it was sold out. So we thought, well, we have to move it. We try and take over the whole restaurant. Long story short, we ended up moving it to a hotel, and we had people flying in from Japan and England and so on that you just don't know when you're on the internet where your fans are and where the people are who are interested in what you have. But we just made that an annual health expo, which has grown larger and larger every year. And we videotaped it starting around the second or third year and then realized there's another business that a lot of people would love to come hear all the speakers and the health presentations we have. And so we made those available and opened a store on our website to sell DVDs. And we got this idea to make a documentary. And, of course, that led to meeting you and finding out about the system and the System Club and getting information that just sort of opened my eyes a lot to what we have and what we could have in the business. You know, what I thought was a pretty good business already, we managed to turn into a really good business just with this information that had sort of never occurred to me that I'd never looked at. I mean, I remember one of the first things when you responded to the documentary was you sort of looked at our store and made a handful of suggestions of things. We just sort of offhanded things. I thought, oh, well, that's really interesting. So I did those things, and it literally doubled our income the very next day and consistently. I mean,
wow.
That's you gave us a plug, I remember. You ran a trailer for the film on one of your lists that you have, and just, you know, we made many, many thousands of dollars the next day and for, you know, some weeks after that. And also, it seems that people who subscribe to your list, Ken, are very, you know, influential, and we got radio stations. I guess you have a lot of public radio stations who are interested because we were contacted then and now have clients in Denver, Los Angeles, and New York City radio stations who regularly buy our products to use as giveaways when they do their fundraising. You know, if you're for a donation of whatever, $100, you get this film and blah, 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 and so on. They buy that wholesale from us. And these relationships have gone on for years now just as a result of those one or two mailings that you did. So I was immediately interested when suddenly we were doubling our income from our store, and we were making pretty good income selling that movie. The movie, you know, thanks to promotion that we did in a number of ways, that sort of guerrilla marketing, we didn't spend any money to promote it. It's just totally online. You know, the movie almost shocked me how much money it made. And I realized, wow, you can make videos, you can make DVDs for the internet. And if you can hit it and get people that are interested, you can really do extremely well. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars off of a little film that you make. And so I was very interested then when, you know, you gave us those ideas. And then I found out more about the system and realized, you know, wow, this is sort of blows my mind. There's so many things that I'd never considered, like, you know, testing to see if one offer one way works better than another way, and then, you know, using the way that works best. And just also the idea of you know, working to create a following, working to create the market, as opposed to just focusing on the product. Sure, you want to put out good product and you want to put out valuable product, but the kind of the key in the change of thinking is that we want to build loyal customers, people that you know, are interested not just in the one thing we're selling, but over the long term. And so I, as you know, attended the system seminar, and where there were a collection of really brilliant people who have really know how to make money and how to develop things on the internet, and I just ate it up. You know, there's little ripples from things too that got up a couple of months ago, and looking at our sales, and our sales are just through the roof. I mean, I probably shouldn't say how much, but there were a lot of sales that morning. So immediately we knew, okay, what happened? And what happened was Jillian Michaels, who is on the Biggest Loser TV show, had put out a blurb. You know, I just watched Process People. She just watched the film, and she liked it. And so as a result of, I think she's got 5 million followers or something, a bunch of them decided they wanted to see the film that Jillian liked. So, you know, we started out in the internet maybe being shot with some luck. Also, you know, developing relationships with people, because we knew that if this doctor was a best-selling doctor and he didn't have a website, or he didn't have much of a website, that we could go in and help him create that website. We could drive some of the traffic we had to, you know, find out about him. And as people were coming online, they would go search for this best-selling author. They would find his website that we created, and then they would find links to us, which, you know, the doctor was happy to have since we were providing, you know, free services and hosting and everything for him. So we would benefit by having his followers and his fans discover us. And as I say, our strategy was sort of to try and make us the hub of the wheel with all these spokes going out to many different interesting people, and all of them kind of driving people to us as well.
And it's worked for you. You know, one of the things I want to point out is that when you started this, your intention was to provide a service, basically, to help people learn the things that you and your family learned. You know, you didn't really have a clear business idea other than, hey, let's put this on the web and make the resources available. And then, hey, there's all these great resources that aren't on the web. Let's help those people get on the web. And it was just sort of a natural process that flowed from your enthusiasm. But what's really interesting about this is when you started this back in, did you say 96, 97?
1996, yeah.
Yeah, the whole idea of a vegan diet, a vegetarian diet, was kind of, not definitely, let's put it this way, not mainstream.
Right. I mean, it's still not mainstream, but it is gaining, you know, a lot more. There's a lot more people finding it. I mean, President Clinton is now eating this way to deal with his heart disease. He started back in May and is experiencing a lot of the same kind of positive things that happened in. It's true. Back then, we were a little in the wilderness. This was, as I say, our form of kitchen activism. Hey, my wife, you know, she dodged a bullet. A big 10 years out, 40% of the people with her diagnosis are dead. You know, we're 15 years out, and she's been in remission since, you know, a month or so after changing this, you know, her diet. And so we just thought, hey, you know, you can. There's not a lot of this information out there. There's sort of vegetarian view, or they're almost like religion of vegetarianism, and we just, you know, we're just normal people who wanted to share this information and help people who, doctors who are helping people, you know, make everyone more aware of them, that there are sort of alternative ways to approach a problem, especially if you're really in having a deep problem, you know, that seems incurable, which is what my wife's situation was. They said, we can help you live with it. This is it, and we don't know how to stop it.
Yeah, and you know, from a business point of view, it's one of the things that's interesting to me is a couple of things. One is how quickly you inserted yourself into the sort of the center of the, I'll call it an industry, you know, just for shorthand.
Right. And
this is something that we've been recommending since day one, and I want to recommend to all our current listeners, is one of the benefits of developing internet knowledge is it makes you instantly useful in all kinds of settings, in all kinds of businesses, industries, profit-seeking industries, nonprofit activities. I mean, any aspect of human life you can imagine, people that understand the web are always welcome and have a tremendous point of leverage if they're just smart enough to apply it. And so you didn't even have all that much internet knowledge, but you had enough to get a website up, and you leveraged that by helping other people in your field. The next thing you know, you were in the center. And what's really interesting is all these years later, now, excuse me, now you are enjoying the benefits of the fact that this way of eating is starting to catch on. I mean, for instance, if you go to London or New York City or Los Angeles, you know, some of the really big cities, I mean, you'll find a lot of vegan restaurants now, not just a few, and they're very good, and they're starting to spread out all over the country and all over the world. So you're kind of at the beginning of what we, in other words, this very long, slow growth where it seems like, you know, you're just making an inch of progress every day, and now suddenly everybody is, you know, starting to wake up that, hey, this is very viable. So you're in the position, you've sort of built this basket to catch all this traffic and all this interest and all this revenue as this becomes more and more of interest. So just to recap, I took a look at, you were kind enough to send me a copy of your Loved. I want to tell everybody the title. It's called Processed People. Very good film. I recommend it to everybody. And I watched it. It really moved me quite a bit. And so I called you up and thanked you for sending it to me and made a few just offhand comments about
right.
your shopping cart. So just so everybody understands, just those small suggestions alone, nothing else, no traffic, no extra investment, nothing crazy or complicated, just a few fine tunings of your shopping cart doubled your sales right there.
Yeah, and within you know, a day it happened. It was so obvious why it happened, because as I say, you know, and you made suggestions about different ways to package products and so on, and lo and behold, all of the things that you were suggesting, you know, I was wondering, well, would people really go for that? And they did. It's like so That was, as I say, kind of the first thing, is it just put a bunch of money in our pocket with these ideas. Then going to the system seminar made me focus, I mean, like on our email list, which I hadn't really focused on. And
tell us about that. Tell us about the growth of your email list. I mean, you had been sort of accumulating a list, but what happened to your numbers when you after the seminar and you realized, you know, how to get more numbers and why they were so important?
Yeah. You know, I had a list which I just kind of used every now and then, I mean, once a month, you know, sometimes I would send out things on it, but I wasn't really using it. It's just a list that had accumulated over the years of people who opted in. Going to the seminar and seeing how lists are used and how they are sort of become the basis of a person's business, or they can be, made me realize, wow, we have this kind of asset sitting here that we didn't use, we haven't tried. So one of the things I did is I just started putting things out more frequently, and I used a number of the strategies that you and some of the experts that were there over the weekend suggested, and found that in a short time, I mean just a matter of months, I doubled the size of our email list, and we started to focus on the list a lot more and found a lot of people who enjoy coming to our site, enjoy getting information from us in emails too. And before that, we had focused on the website and much less the list.
And so, you know, so not only have you increased the size of your list, but you're looking at your list differently. You're mailing to them more often. And the other thing, too, that you've changed, if I understand correctly, is whereas before you were pretty much advertising-driven, people would buy ads on your website, and that was pretty good. Now you're more focused on your viewers, your customers, your list members, and creating products that they can buy. How has that changed your income?
Well, I mean, I want to say also at this point that it's, you know, I don't want to sound crass, that it's just about, you know, soaking, you know, making sales to the customers or something. We use the list to put information more than we use for selling products and that sort of thing. So we use the list to, you know, keep people up to date with the latest information. People that are interested in this segment love to know, you know, if there's new things happening, if there's new research out, if there's new recipes, if there's an interesting book. So we're constantly trying to go out and find that information, bring it together, put it into an interesting way, and then put it out on the list for people. So that's you know, the primary function of the list. When you subscribe to the list, you're not getting hit with a bunch of offers from us. But, you know, also part of what we think that's valuable that we have to offer in the segment is, you know, when we have interviews, when we have expos, when we have a movie like this and so on. And so we use the list in that way as well to let people know when we have new things out. So does that answer the question?
I mean, it's very much, if you think about it, it's very much like the real world. You don't barrage people with personal sales messages every time you talk to them. If you did, they would get tired of seeing you very quickly.
Right.
Instead, you're interesting, you're useful, you share valuable things, and every now and then you might have something to sell, and you've opened the door, you've opened the channel so that they're receptive. And this is a good model. And by the way, this is very different, and this is how we advocate that people use mailing lists in the system we always have, that
right.
you value the people on your list and that you respect them.
Yeah.
And that your job is to make their life more interesting and useful and easy and just bring light basically to their day. And if you do that, then it's perfectly legitimate when you, on those occasions when you have something to tell them about that's for sale, that they will listen. And so this has changed your orientation towards the site. So you're more looking at the site not as a sort of a passive place where you're putting up, people are advertising and you're getting ad revenue, but where you're creating a community of people that are interested in not just creating but developing.
Yeah, I mean, basically, we're doing the same thing we set out to do in 1996, which is, you know, when we didn't know what we were doing, which is to just kind of share information that we come across, introduce people who come to our site on, interesting ideas and people and information. And that's kind of still what we're about is, you know, promoting these ideas, sharing interesting and valuable information. And sort of we've learned now more, and especially from the system, about the internet and about ways to reach people. I mean, we're doing this, moving into Twitter and Facebook and, you know, all the things that are out there, and using it as a way to just kind of expand and enlarge our message. And, you know, this was sort of an act of love when we started. It was a kind of for fun thing because have a lot of enthusiasm and it had a big impact on our life. So that's still kind of the core thing. And what the system helped us to do is just be, you know, way more effective in how we spend our time, how we operate our business, being able to reach more people and get the information out and the products out, just more effectively. So my wife, who is Sabrina, who is just in here, said, "Don't make it sound like we're just trying to sell a bunch of stuff," which is she's saying, you know, but and she has a point. But I mean, we can only remain on the web doing what we do if we are able to sustain it. So, in every advantage and good idea that's out there, we seize on. And just what impressed me so much about the system, about the System Club and you personally, Ken, is that, realizing that there is a brain trust of expertise of people who operate at a very high level, who know, you know, kind of what's coming up and what's happening now. And, where I was operating before this was, I won't say in a fog. I mean, we were perfectly okay and happy, but it just really opened my eyes to so many possibilities that are things that are easy to do that really don't cost much, if anything, to do. And just by changing the way you do it and thinking a little differently, you can reach a whole lot more people. You can improve the response from the people that you're reaching. And, that's why we're all on the internet in the final analysis.
Great. Well, Jeff, thank you for sharing your story. It's to me, it's sort of the model of how to be on the internet. You know, you're there for a reason. You have a mission, something that's important to you, something that you can stick with for months and years. Sometimes the biggest gains come after you've been with something for a while, and you know, in your case, I think as more and more people get interested in different ways of approaching food, you're just naturally going to get more business. But then also the attitude that you and Sabrina have, which is, hey, you know, we're here to bring value. I mean, it's just a reflex. It's a natural reaction the way you guys do it, and this is the right way to go. And I want to contrast this with the way sometimes people are taught to be on the internet. They're taught to be exploitative, and they use tricks, and they use bells and whistles, and all this nonsense.
Right.
And I don't know if that stuff even works at all, but I can guarantee you this, it doesn't work for the long run, and it doesn't set you up for this kind of success that Jeff and Sabrina are enjoying and will continue to enjoy. You know, their approach is really the sound approach to business, online or off. And we're actually going to have a call a little later in this series with probably the internet marketing world's most respected market researcher, Dr. Glenn Livingston. And he's going to confirm and amplify and support all the stuff that we've been talking about on this call about why this is the right approach.
I'm looking forward to the seminar in April in New York, is that I really enjoyed meeting other people at the seminar and have actually become friends with, through the internet, a guy in England with different people, and we're, you know, trading emails. Are you going to be there? Am I going to see you? It's a great group of people. I mean, not just the speakers, but the other people that are involved in the business there too. And there's just a great kind of exchange with people that are at all sort of different levels. So I enjoyed not just the speakers, but the meals and in the evenings and hanging out with other guests, other seminar attendees. It was a great experience.
Thanks. I think we attract some of the best people in the world to our events. You know, we have really great marketers and great human beings. And this year we're going to be in New York City for the first time. I've lived in New York City on and off most of my life, but I mean, first time for the system. It's going to be April 15th through 17th. And you can find out more about this by going to thesystemseminar.com/last. And there's a great opportunity, if you're hearing this before December 31st, there's a great opportunity to come in through sort of a back door and attend the system for a very, very favorable rate. And just go to thesystemseminar.com/last, and that offer is good till December 31st, the end of this year. And you'll meet hundreds of people in various stages of development, some just getting started, some with good-sized businesses, some, you know, real superstars and leaders in our field, and we all come together as equals. This you won't see any of this sort of hierarchical thing where, you know, the gurus are on, you know, being worshipped and everybody else is, you know, throwing crumbs every now and then. Our attitude is everybody's coming through that door knowing something that could be useful to everybody else, whether you have internet experience or not. Some of our best insights have come from people that have come from businesses other than internet marketing, and we're very well aware of that. We're also very well aware of all the beginners that have walked through our doors over the years and in short time developed into, you know, major experts and leaders in our field, and, you know, the names, you know, people like Perry Marshall and Howie Jacobson and, you know, Mike Stewart, the video guy, and just, you know, we could name these people all day, Lloyd Irvin.
That's something that's really interesting for me, too. I'd love just to break in for one second. The gentleman that I met who's from England had retired from his business and wanted to, you know, do a web thing. And it's been fascinating to watch him develop it and grow it and make it successful over the time since he was, you know, he just sort of had an idea when he attended the seminar. He didn't have anything. He didn't have any website. And now he's got a fully fledged site and customers. And, you know, this is a guy who basically retired from his regular job and decided to, you know, do something he was interested in. So that's a lot of fun, too, is to see it, keep in contact with other people and see how they're doing and what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't imagine being in this business without having a lot of friends and colleagues in it. We share ideas. We give each other encouragement. We point each other out to new resources. You know, somebody will discover something and let everybody else know about it. It's a lot of fun. So if you are interested, if you're seriously interested in internet marketing, or you're in the business in a serious way, I strongly recommend that you take a good look at what we're up to. If you do so, I think you'll be coming to our seminar. Something that we've been doing every year since 1994. In fact, we put on the very first internet marketing seminar conference ever in San Francisco, just exactly 16 years ago, almost this month. Again, to register, you could go to thesystemseminar.com/last. So Jeff Nelson of VegSource, I want to thank you for sharing your experience with us today. For those of anybody interested in being healthier and maybe even tackling some seemingly intractable health problems, take a look at this site. It's very, very interesting what you can learn about food and how it impacts us. And it can hurt us, and it can also heal us. And I'm so glad that you and Sabrina have taken up the task of helping to organize this information and make it easily available to people all over the world. I know you've impacted thousands and thousands of people. And I think you're also a great model for how to be on the Internet and how to serve people and have a viable business as well.
Well, thanks, Ken. A pleasure knowing you and taking your courses has been a useful part of that in here in the recent years. Thanks so much.
Great. Well, say hi to everybody, the kids and Sabrina, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Take care, Ken.